time for entertainment news with Dean Richards. The big story today will be Nick Reiner in court. What are we hearing, Dean?
Well, we are not really hearing any news. It's been kind of quiet, but the news is that this will be his first court appearance since before Christmas. The son of Rob Reiner and Michelle Singer Reiner, who has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder and the killing of his parents. He will appear before a judge today, first time in 3 weeks. So we'll see what happens today. That should happen around 10, 11 o'clock or so Chicago time.
As Steve reported on the news a few minutes ago, Warner Brothers has turned down Paramount's buyout offer. So what happens now?
So it's, you know, the ball is back in Netflix's court again. They had made the original offer to purchase a Warner Brothers Discovery. Paramount stepped in at the last minute for what they called a hostile takeover. What they said was a better deal, but Warner Brothers officially responded to it yesterday, saying that the Paramount offer is not more favorable to Warner Brothers stockholders, and that the Netflix merger continues now. So, we'll see what happens with the merging of all of that. But that's a big deal that Paramount, now under new management, is not going to be taking over a lot of substantial properties, including CNN and, many others.
Yeah, and a lot of controversy about that, because if Paramount takes over Warner Brothers, they get control of CNN, and that's CBS.
That is the company that owns CBS, which people are saying it's too much control, too much power for one company to have.
Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban are officially split up now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are officially done. This happened in a courtroom in Nashville yesterday. Their 19-year marriage came to an official end. The filing cited marital difficulties and irreconcilable differences. The judge accepted their terms for splitting of the assets equally and custody of their two teenage daughters. Neither Kidman nor Urban will be receiving any child support or spousal support. So, as divorces go, I suppose this one seems like it was pretty amicable.
And what is this story here about backstage at Saturday Night Live, some pills being sold?
Well, this has to do with comedian Chris Redd. He left the show a couple of years ago, I think it was. But he posted some video on Instagram the other day. It was actually yesterday morning, in which he admitted to selling pills to fellow SNL cast members while he was on the show. It was sort of a six-minute confessional, really, saying that he just wanted to be more open and more honest in his life and his work. And he said, while I was on the show, I had some pill issues. Nothing too crazy, but crazy for him. And that he was even selling pills to his fellow castmates, although he said he wasn't going to snitch on anybody. He just said that it was overwhelming in many cases, and that's how he dealt with it. And, he put that out there. It's kind of poignant in a way because, Bob, I don't know if you've seen this Chevy Chase documentary that's on CNN yet.
I've seen some clips. It looks pretty interesting.
It's really raw. I mean, I make the connection that they openly in this documentary talk about the drug use on the show. I mean, we're talking about the 70s where drugs were everywhere and nobody was trying to hide anything back in the old days. But Chevy Chase, talked about being a drug user, talked about the original not ready for primetime players, most of them all being pretty heavy drug users, that there would be piles of cocaine sitting around everywhere as they were working on the show. But this Chevy Chase documentary, by the way, it is super revealing. It kind of shows what a genius comedian Chevy Chase was, but what an utter and complete jerk that he was to everybody that he came in contact with. And this wasn't just back in the SNL drug days. This, you know, anybody who really had any dealings with him throughout his entire career, even on the TV show Community, said Chevy Chase was jerk is putting it mildly. They used other words to describe him. Nobody from the TV show Community would even participate in this documentary. They didn't want to have anything to do with him. But it also revealed physical and mental abuse by his parents. It showed the drug use. It was like really revealing. I'm a little bit surprised that Chevy Chase agreed to do this whole thing, except very much for the same reasons that this Chris Redd is talking about. Just wanted to be open and honest about his life, you know, and have not try to hide things anymore. Mm-hmm. That seems to be what Chevy Chase is doing with allowing all this information to be out there, because it is not a flattering look at his life.
Yeah, he certainly has a nasty reputation. I never met him. My wife interviewed him in the 90s and did not have anything nice to say about him. Did you ever
get together
with him?
No, I never did. I never had the opportunity to talk with him. You know, maybe I'll get lucky sometime soon.
Well, we hope you turn it lucky.
It's been a while since I've gotten into a fight with a celebrity.
A good chance you will.
Well, let's hope. Yeah, we can only hope.
And Dean has the latest on what's going on and what's not going on at the Kennedy Center, Dean.
Yeah, more people are dropping out, canceling performances. There was supposed to have been a concert by composer Stephen Schwartz. He's a Tony Award winner, Academy Award winner. He dropped out over the weekend. But now banjo aficionados know the name Bela Fleck, sort of a jazz banjo master. He was supposed to do three concerts at the Kennedy Center, the Trump Kennedy Center for Performing Arts. And he now has canceled. He's an 18-time Grammy winner. He was scheduled to play with the National Symphony Orchestra there, and said that playing there now has become less a musical and artistically based situation and more of a politicized situation. And he says this pushes against the deepest motivation of why he wants to be a musician. So, you know, everyone can have their own opinion about stuff like that, but it's definitely happening, and people mm-hmm. who are scheduled to appear are taking a pass.
What's new on the streaming channels this week?
We have quite a bit, as I've mentioned a couple of times, I think, since it was first announced. If you're a fan of Stranger Things, all the episodes are done. There are no more new episodes. But Netflix has figured out a way to get you to watch at least one more time for this. And that is with a documentary on the making of the final season. One Last Adventure, The Making of Stranger Things 5, begins streaming this coming Monday, January the 12th. So if you're a fan, look for that on Netflix. But in the meantime, we've got season 2 of the Emmy Award-winning series The Pitt, with Noah Wiley. That'll begin streaming tomorrow on HBO Max. We've got on Netflix a mystery thriller called His and Hers, following estranged spouses who are both investigating the same murder and think that each other could be involved in the murder itself. That is streaming now on Netflix. Tom Hiddleston is back for season 2 of his thriller, The Night Manager. It starts Sunday on Amazon Prime. Hugh Laurie has got season 3 of Tehran, in which he plays a nuclear inspector working with a covert agent Inside of Iran that begins streaming Friday on Apple TV. Also, we have got on Hulu on Friday another thriller, A Thousand Blows, focusing on the criminal organizations of the Victorian era in England. For new movies this week, there's one called People We Meet on Vacation. Childhood friends resolve to meet up for a trip each summer as they go through adulthood. That starts Friday on Netflix. Alan Cumming is back with the cast of reality show veterans for season four of his series, The Traitors, starts tomorrow on Peacock. Also, Marcelo Hernandez, just, you know, probably the biggest breakout star on Saturday Night Live right now, has just put out a brand new stand-up special. Marcelo Hernandez, American Boy, is streaming now on Netflix.
What are you cooking on WGN-TV later?
Well, let's see, because we've got the Bears and Packers game on Saturday. I thought I would do, you know, it's like some football recipes, almost tailgating recipes. These are three dips that I'm going to do today that you can put out while you watch the Bears beat the Green Bay Packers on Saturday. One of them is a Reuben dip. It's like a Reuben sandwich in a dip that is super delicious. Another is, I know you'll be shocked, a feta cheese dip that I'm making. It's a very light feta whipped dip with some of that hot honey. I don't know if you've had the hot honey,
yeah,
but it's sweet and spicy all at the same time. Really delicious combination. And while I'm a big fan of the onion dip with the Lipton soup mix, I'm going to show you how to actually make it from scratch with real caramelized onions. The flavor is even more intense, even more delicious. That's all coming up at about 9:30 this morning on WGN-TV.
So even better than the Lipton's package, huh?
Oh, I love me the Lipton's. You get the Lipton's package, and every once in a while you get a little pocket of powder that hasn't been fully mixed in with the sour cream, and it's like an explosion of onion in your mouth. It's just super delicious.
You got to make some good pita bread or something, don't you?
Oh, I'd say that's now you're talking here.
Yeah, or you can use vegetables. I guess that's healthier. You know, I tried that. I didn't think I'd go for it because I'm not a big fan of what I call communist pizzas where you put everything on them. I like the basics, but I had that honey on some pizza, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, that hot honey is, I mean, you got to like spicy because it's first it's sweet, and then the hot kicks in a little bit. But it's, you know, super, super tasty. I've become more a fan of, you know, alternative pizzas, I guess you might say. I used to be strictly, you know, traditional Chicago tavern style pizza. But I'm telling you what, this barbecue chicken and caramelized onion pizza that I've made on TV a few times, it's by far the most requested recipe that I have. It's so delicious.
Yeah, I've tried that too, and I do like that. Now we're maturing, Dean. I guess that's what it is.
I wouldn't go that far.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.